Pockets of significant rain occurred overnight last night as a cold front cut through the heart of the Midwest. That moisture will likely be absolutely beneficial for most of the wheat planting that will take place over the next few weeks, and will also help some of the very latest of the immature soybean and corn crops. However, it's getting pretty late in the season for those summer crops to fully benefit from the moisture, but it's still a positive step, and obviously further reiterates the point that most of the stress that has been so serious across soybean country in recent weeks, it continues to abate. We will expect to see rain today from Michigan and Ohio and Indiana back into the lower Mississippi River Basin. The heaviest rains will certainly be in the Delta region. The lower Mississippi Basin is going to see 1 to 3 inch amounts of rainfall, with some local totals getting upwards to 4 or even 4.5 inches. A lot of that will be on the west side of the Delta, but we will see significant amounts of moisture there. The precipitation event should diminish greatly before getting into the southeastern part of the U.S., and rain totals in the lower eastern Midwest will likely run mostly a couple tenths of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch, with some local amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches. Again, this will be focused from southern or southeastern Illinois into Ohio, maybe catching a small part of southeastern Michigan. The precipitation in the rest of the Midwest will be pretty much non-existent as we go forward through the weekend. We will expect to see a generally dry pattern maybe prevailing all the way into the middle part of next week. We'll expect temperatures also to rebound fairly well after a brief cool-off this weekend. The majority of temperatures across the Midwest are expected to cool down to something much more seasonable for this time of the year, which should be 60s in the north and 70s in the south, and that's pretty much what we'll be seeing over these next 2 or 3 days. There will be an opportunity for low temperatures at night to get cool enough for a little bit of frost to develop across the uppermost parts of the Midwest, in particular the Red River Basin of the north tomorrow morning. Portions of North Dakota and northern Minnesota will see the temperatures dipping down into the 30s, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a couple of very light freezes in the northeast corner of North Dakota or northern parts of Minnesota. Overall, though, none of the summer crops are going to be seriously impacted. We did see frost and freezes occur this morning in the northwest corner of North Dakota, northeastern Montana, and northward into Saskatchewan, Canada. And some of the freezes were significant to end the growing season in Canada, but in the U.S., most of the freezes were very light, and frost was primarily the bottom line. We don't expect any threat of crop-damaging cold in the heart of the U.S. Midwest at all for the next week to maybe 10 days. Some of the models are trying to suggest colder weather in the first days of October, but we'll continue to watch it closely rather than making a commitment at this point. The models are not being consistent enough with the event for us to feel confident with any kind of forecast right now. The precipitation potentials in the Midwest in the second week of the two-week outlook will increase somewhat, but we only expect a couple of cool fronts to cut through the region, something that would be considered to be relatively normal for this time of the year. The bottom line is a very good environment for drying across the Midwest here this weekend and through the middle part of next week, with harvesting likely to get back underway in a full swing manner. We'll expect to see the high temperatures cooling in the 60s and 70s in the next 2 days, and then turn riding around and getting back into the 70s and lower 80s for a big part of the work week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.